Coming brothers in the house. Barry Chapman has arrived, looking very good. Always ready to surprise on a Tuesday and any other day. Any kind of plumbing related matter, nothing gets you down. Hey, I mean, that's it. You're ready to go. But I tell you, before we even start, you know, we are all in industries that somehow we've drifted into because we either enjoy them or we have no other kind of reference to anything else, so we follow in our father's footsteps. Or, you know, whatever we do, we do. Most people, I think, like, kind of almost fall into a profession, some better than others. You know, some professions have been bypassed by time and history. I think mine as a television producer has been bypassed. Completely, especially a television producer at the SABC. Oh boy, I was wrong category all the time. Anyway, can you imagine deciding one day as a little fella that I am going to go into the gambling industry? What would your parents have said, do you think, if you had told them you want to go into the gambling industry?
I don't know. You think
they would be happy?
I was quite shocked the other day when I went to a meeting on statistics and I saw that the fourth largest expense through the whole of South Africa is people attempting to supplement their income with online gambling. And I was flabbergasted. I didn't realize it was such a massive thing.
You know, what interests me tremendously is the figures, and I'm just going to call them up, because it kind of defies belief. I think it's interesting. We talk about bits and pieces. We'll get back to plumbing in a second. But there's an article today in the press, or on the online press, about why we need to get to grips with the online gambling deal. And to start with, just as a kind of opener, the numbers are astounding in online gambling in South Africa, generally speaking. The very latest report from the National Gambling Board records that total gambling turnover reached, what do you think the total gambling turnover is? If you were to have a punt.
Definitely got to be in the billions. I would say maybe 150.
You see, now that's where I would have thought that was so much, that was much too high, because I mean, really and truly, you can think that billions of, that's a lot of money, billions, eh? I mean, a billion seconds is about 31,700 years. But if I was to tell you that, in fact, the annual gambling turnover in South Africa is in fact over 1.5. trillion rand.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Now, a trillion rand is 1,000 billion rand, and I mean, these are the. If you spent 1 million rand a day, it would take you almost 3,000 years to spend that sort of a trillion rand. So this is now 1.5 trillion rand. I mean, hello, and a goodly portion. In fact, the majority of that is from online gambling, not the casinos and the horse racing, which at least create jobs. You know, casinos create hundreds of jobs, horse racing, hundreds, and they pay taxes. Online, apparently, not so much. And it gets even more exciting. It's mostly done on the smartphone and mostly done by people that, as you quite rightly identified, can least afford to do it. Why? It's a desperate punt. Mm. I've got nothing except this tiny little bit of money from SASSA. I'm going to just take a go because I've got nothing anyway. So let me hit it, because if I put this money onto that whatever through this device,
I've got a chance.
It may turn my life around. And apparently the sadness is this industry is driven by addiction and substance abuse and desperation. And I mean, I'm sure there are many that say, nonsense, I enjoy a flutter occasionally, and of course there's nothing wrong with that, if you want to do that. But I think that at the heart of this thing is it's definitely not an honorable profession like plumbing. So let's get back to plumbing. How's your day been so far?
No, plumbing's all good. I'd like to start off by saying good morning to all you fantastic Life and Style listeners. It's always wonderful being here on a Tuesday morning. And yeah, today I just wanted to have a chat about the silent money drainer, seeing as though we've been talking about draining your pockets through gambling. In the plumbing side of things, there is the silent money drainer as well. And those are water leaks at your house. So,
On that note, can I just say, I forgot to do it the other day. In Stella Road, where we live, the road surface became a little damp suspiciously. But we thought maybe someone's air conditioning in their car had been over. You know, anyway, that little damp patch got bigger, and I thought, hey, hello, I think I know what's going on. So I gave our friends at Caesar a ring. They were very efficient, and they said that their teams were out. They were busy, and I can imagine, because they got there much later. It was already dark. Almost a full day had passed. By now, the water was running down the road. And this little team came out with pick and shovel and chopped a portion into the tarmacadamized road with by hand to expose the pipe. And who knew there was a stopcock or a valve under the road? Why do they do that?
Whenever they do repairs, they'll put a valve in the water in the line so that they can turn the main line back on as quickly as possible.
From a previous repair, probably.
Very possible, yeah.
Well, they discovered it, they quickly uncovered it, and when they uncovered it, it was like hitting, you know when you hit the gusher in the cartoons, the oil gusher? It was like that. Water, whee!
It's like DIY Dad on the weekend drilling into the wall.
But they were so efficient to bury these guys. We're very fortunate to have.
No, we are. Caesar Water's fantastic. We had a job the other day where we went out to a complex to go assist them with the internal water failure. And we closed off the console valve on the meter. And the valve actually broke when we tried to open it. It was seized, tried to open it, and the spindle broke off of it. And we contacted Caesar Water, and the guys came out to site. We waited a little while because the guys were busy. But they came out. My guys were there. We had already opened up everything and prepped it for them. And the guys came through, did a shutdown, replaced the valve, and off we went and had everyone's water back on. And it is really, really such a blessing to have such an efficient crew and guys that actually give a damn about what they do. And I think that's the big important part.
Yeah, well, now, I mention it only because fortunately for us, the leak was on the road side of the water meter, which meant that it wasn't ticking over and I was paying a fortune. Had it been on the other side, which it's done in the past, you know that because your team has been out a couple of times to my spot to seal off the leak. But it does. It goes. And you're quite right. So does the bill. You end up with a monster water bill and you think, but what on earth? And it's underground.
Yeah, and everybody goes, oh, I can't see anything though.
Yeah.
I can't be an underground leak because I cannot see anything. And what people forget as well, a lot of the coastline where we have built our houses is sand dunes. And the percolation of that soil, you're not going to see anything come up to the top.
Or if it does come to the surface, you know that it's been going for an awfully long time. It's filled up everything else, and now it's rising.
So I mean, you can have a pipe that's 500 mils underground and not see any water because it's just going straight down. So, yeah, the silent money drainer. It's so important to, especially if you're in an older area, older building, you know, Etiquini, Bolito, the areas have been around forever in a day, and there's a lot of houses here that have got aging infrastructure in them, and it's important for you as a homeowner to be aware of your water meter and, you know, periodically go and have a look at the thing. Just put it into your checklist of things that you need to do around the house that you go and check. Go and check your water meter.
I think particularly if you've got trees on the property, because Bolito originally, when I looked at early photographs of Bolito, it was like sugar cane. There were almost no trees. You could see the sea from anywhere.
100%.
And then the little microclimate that was created by people planting trees turned into a little forest.
Yes.
And those trees are producing now roots that are doing some interesting things. And to your pipework, you must know.
Yeah, no, well, they just ripping it all over the place. You know, you get a root that grows under a pipe, it starts lifting it up. It only has so much play in it, and eventually it just pops out or breaks the pipe. And it's all about, you know, application as well, installing the pipe correctly, making sure that there's the soil that gets backfilled around it is correct and doesn't have any stones and rubble and things in it. The vast majority of the burst pipes that we actually go and find, there's a stone or a couple of stones sitting on top of the pipe. And essentially what happens is your pipe is a little bit of a balloon. So whenever it pressurizes and depressurizes, it expands and contracts, and you've got this little stone sitting on top of your pipe just slowly rubbing away. And it eventually gets to a point where it can't hold the pressure anymore, and pop, off it goes. Watch your water meters. Do a monthly check or a 2-week check.
Now, it's sometimes not easy to get to a water meter, and I'm talking from experience, because personal note, our water meter is on the verge, but the verge is a bit of a jungle. On purpose, it's beautifully landscaped, but the water meter is down at the bottom of that jungle, and you've got to go for a walk. Some people, it's much easier.
Yes.
But hello, you hear the... That's the water meter starting up. we'll just carry on chatting, and hopefully you can hear us. So the point is there not a way that one can create an easier way to look at this at the meter? In other words, is to put in a secondary meter or something that indicates if the water is running.
So, yeah, I mean, people do put in smart water meters. They really, really do. I mean, technology is getting better and better and better as we go along. Smart water meters, check meters. So just the standard water meter that you can put in after your water meter in your property.
And smart meaning you can look at it on your cell phone.
Yes, so there are systems out there. They're really not as fantastic as I would like them to be. I think the technology is still developing and getting there. For some reason, people are more concerned about smart water metering and getting their money than people being able to monitor what their water consumption is. I played with a water meter a couple of years ago that it gave you a daily consumption, but it was only 24 hours later. And you could set a limit on it. And if you went over that limit, it would send you a notification, but it would only be 24 hours later. So, yeah, there definitely is progress in that side of things.
But the simple solution is just go and check your water meter out on the pavement, generally is where they are, and generally quite accessible. If you've got a damaged meter, and there are quite a few, I believe, that have been, for whatever reason, and not in great condition, will the authority come and replace those?
Yeah. So it's in their best interest to make sure that it is replaced. If you can't read it properly because it's lost its lid and it's now had exposure to the sun and algae started growing inside the dials and everything like that, they will come out and come and replace it. Just make sure your water meter is accessible. And if you do notice that your meter is turning and nothing's on in your house, the first thing that you must go through your house is go and check all of your toilets, because the toilet is number one guilty party for supposed leaks that I have on my property. And I don't know how many people I say to them, have you checked all the toilets? Yes, I've checked. None of them are running. But you literally have to take a little scrunchie of toilet paper and touch it on the back of the cistern to see whether there's water running there. Because quite often, there could be a little sheet of water running down and you can't see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Staff toilets. So many people say, go ask their staff, is your toilet running? The staff goes, no, my toilet's not running. They haven't paid any attention to it. And you rock up on site to go effect this full leak detection because the client's now given you the information that they've checked the toilets and everything like that, and the staff toilet is giving it gears running down the drain. So it's imperative that you physically yourself go and check it, so that you know yourself that it is right or it is wrong.
Wow.
And it also provides the person that's coming out to do your leak detection, gives them a little bit of insight. Like I'll ask a client, you know, have you got a valve on the outside of your house? So can you separate the garden from the inside of your house? Yes, I do. Well, close it and see if your water meter's still turning. If your water meter's still turning, then we know the leak is outside, underground somewhere. If it stops, then we know it's inside. So it narrows down the leak detection crew's time that they need to spend on site trying to figure out where, what, how, and who. So participation from the homeowner is definitely a win.
Saving you money, you wouldn't have thought so, because generally speaking, when you call out a service, it's going to cost you a little bit.
100%.
But this thing can cost you a little to save you a bomb.
No, well, I mean, a leaking toilet, you can lose up to 5,000 liters of water a day out of a toilet that's running.
And that is a very, very costly exercise.
100%. I mean, I've got people that, clients that we have that use 5,000 liters of water in a month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you've got a toilet that's running, don't leave it, because it's going to silently drain your pocket.
And I suppose folk with rental properties, etc., it's you know, because tenants notoriously, if they're not paying for water, you know, Airbnb type thing, bro, you know, you doubly make doubly sure. You
no, 100%. Check it. Yeah.
Otherwise, your little side hustle is going to cost you more than you're making.
No, but definitely, yeah. So, guys, just to wrap it up, keep an eye on your water. You could lose a lot of money by water, literally, your money going down the drain.
And if you do suspect that you have a leak, give Barry and his crew a ring. They will sort it for you. Our plumbing boss, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, will be in again in a week's time for more. And if you want to catch up by listening to this conversation again, if you've only just joined us and missed the bulk of it, well, you can do that on our site, our website, our apps. Whatever you choose, just look for The Morning Show. You'll see Barry's lovely face smiling at you, and that's the podcast.